Okay, let's see. Well, Grandma, that about wraps things up here. Mork is fine. I should say Mork is Mork. You never know what he's going to do next.
I'm about to find out.
Oh, man, it's so terrible. I mean, I can hold my breath until I turn chartreuse.
That's blue, Mark. Hold your breath until you turn blue.
No, we Orkans hold our breath until we turn chartreuse, man. That's just before we reach critical mass and explode. You know, like scanners?
Please don't explode. I just vacuum.
Mark.
Whoa. What are you so upset about?
Well, I met these two singers named Rick and Ruby. And they drove all the way out here from Akron. And then they got out here, and then the guy that hired them fired them just because Ruby's rabbit died 7 months ago.
What? Wait a minute. They fired her because she's pregnant? Really? Who does such an insensitive, sexist thing like that?
Remo.
Oh. That explains it. Since when has Remo had entertainment at the restaurant?
Oh, I don't know, man. I guess he wants to try and improve business somehow, and... But then they came and he fired him. Now they don't have any money, they don't have any place to live, they have no place to go, man.
You mean they're stranded?
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, no wonder you're so upset. That makes me mad. I mean, so what if she's pregnant? If a woman can work, she should be allowed to work.
Oh. Man, you wouldn't turn someone like that out in the street, would you, man?
Of course not.
What?
No way would I turn them out.
She says it's okay, come on in!
Min, meet Rick and Ruby.
Hi.
We're sure glad you're taking us in.
Well, really nice of you. I mean, we're total strangers and everything. For all you knew, we could have been a couple of real ding-dongs.
I guess I just lucked out.
Yeah. Or even worse, we could have been robbers or axe murderers or game show hosts or something.
Tell you the truth, we're not really all that trustworthy even ourselves. We're not sure this baby is mine. Ricky, could you give me a little hand with this, you think?
Sure, honey.
Oh, heavy. Oh. Thanks a million.
Why don't we go take a nap? I'm beat.
Well, let me show you to your room. This way, please.
Oh, pardon me.
It's right in there.
Mark,
that's my bedroom.
I know, man, but they both can't sleep on the couch. Well, tell you what, Ruby will sleep on the couch, and you and Rick can sleep...
Oh, the bedroom's right through there.
Oh, thank you. Well, don't you worry. The next 3 months are just going to fly right by.
3 months?
That's going to be so much fun, you know, sharing beauty hints and stuff. I just think it's so great to live in a country where you can actually have hair like this and still be allowed to reproduce.
And I'm telling you that not hiring Ruby because she's pregnant is sexist.
And I'm telling you the only reason you're saying that is because you're a woman.
That remark is sexist.
I'm not a sexist. I'm a man.
Jeannie, get over here. Get some water on table 8, would you?
Good stuff, Manicotti.
Even she's down on me. I don't know what's going on here. Look, my dad taught me that pregnant women should be taken care of. They shouldn't work. I respect women.
Well, if you respect women so much, why don't you let Ruby make the choice? I'm telling you, Rima, you are a real chauvinist.
Yeah, Rima, you're a real chauvinist. What do we mean by that, man?
Well, in Remo's case, it's a general attitude that women are inferior.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know that, man. I mean, they sew better, they cook better, they clean better.
I'll talk to you about this later.
You know, Remo has always been like this. Whenever we played King of the Hill, he was always the king. Yeah. I was always the hill. Sexist.
Min, I think I understand what's going on here. 1 second. Sure. Now, Remo. Oh, imagine what the worst thing that could possibly happen. Let's say you hire Ruby and the little lady's up there singing on stage and all of a sudden she hits a high note and we all realize that she's not singing.
And that couldn't happen because she's only 7 months pregnant.
Yeah, and even if she does give birth on stage, do you realize how many people pay money to come back and see her do that again?
Mort, listen, I don't think pregnant women should work. That's the way I feel about it. I'm the one that has to live with it. And that is that.
Oh, that is that.
That's it.
Well, Remo, I'm sure there are a lot of women's groups around Boulder who'd love to hear about the way you feel. I'm going to make a few phone calls. I'll just bet you'll have a picket line outside your restaurant.
Fine. That's your right. Just make sure none of them are pregnant.
I mean, what a chauvinist thing to say.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'll get a couple of men's groups together tomorrow, and we'll be out there tomorrow morning with you. And, well, you can cheer us on from the sidelines and keep a supply of coffee and those little sissy sandwiches.
I don't believe this. They got half the town out here. Even Thelma Jenkins. I got a date with her tonight.
Oh, great. Dinner and a cold shower again.
You want to get rid of the pickets? You hire Rick and Ruby.
I'm not going to hire a helpless pregnant woman. I'm standing on principle here.
Remo, you're 27 years old. Why start now?
Don't eat at Da Vinci's. Lunch break. Boy, am I hungry. I'd like three burritos and lots of ice cream.
Well, at least we have one customer. Jeannie, would you...
Oops. Sorry, but I'm on my lunch break, too. I'll see you in an hour. Don't eat at Da Vinci's. Don't eat at Da Vinci's.
My own sister? You know, I could be mad at that Mindy.
Oh, why? She's just doing what she thinks is right.
And here comes the cause of my problem. What are you doing on your feet walking around? Will you sit down?
Mark, what are you doing? We're picketing this place so people don't eat here. You crossed the picket line.
Well, if you chicks had made those sandwiches, it wouldn't be so fammed out right now, for sure.
I'm pretty hungry, too. I'll have whatever he's having, okay?
I'm sorry. We're all out of burritos and ice cream.
I don't believe this. I don't believe it. Why don't we invite the whole picket line in here?
Okay, but everybody's gonna have to go Dutch.
Mindy, come on, let's get together on this thing, huh?
All right.
Mork, you've heard their side, but you haven't heard mine. Now try and be objective, all right?
K.O.
Max. By the way, where's Rick?
He's home asleep. He said this whole thing was my fault, so I should be the one to pick it.
Sounds fair to me.
No, it doesn't. None of this is fair.
Mindy, besides my feelings, this is a business. No one's going to pay good money to see someone in her condition sing.
He's got a point, Mindy.
No, he doesn't. Her condition has nothing to do with her ability to sing.
She's got a point, Remo.
No, she doesn't.
Oh? Well, she could always sing songs like, I've got you under my skin. Or, this could be the start of something big. Or, stop in the name of love.
More. I mean, besides risking losing my customers, I have to pay them a salary. If Mindy were in my place, she wouldn't do it.
Mindy, would you pay them a salary?
Of course.
She said she'd pay them a salary, Remo.
She's on.
What? Hey, wait a minute. I didn't say
that. Oh, no, Mindy, I knew you'd do the right thing because you're always on the side of the right.
No, wait a minute.
Thanks a lot, Mindy. We could really use the money.
What I meant...
Mindy, you're not going back on your word. You're not going to be a shiksa giver, are you?
Okay, I'll make a deal with you, Remo. If they chase away customers, I'll pay their salary. And if they don't, you pay it.
Okay.
Okay.
You got it.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's not that big a deal.
No.
I mean, after all, this isn't exactly Vegas. I mean, how much could it be?
Yeah, how much do they make, Remo?
$500 a week.
$500. So, it's okay. It's all right, Remo. Because in the end, talent will out.
I want to talk to you about their talent. Do you know the name of their group?
No.
Ask her.
Ruby?
What do you call your group? The Stupids.
What?
The Stupids. See, See, what we do is we get up on stage and we act like we're real dumb. It's real hard, too. You think that being stupid is easy, you really ought to try it sometime.
Besides being stupid, what else do you do?
We sing songs that no one wants to hear.
Don't most performers sing songs that people want to hear?
Well, yeah, they do if they're smart. But we're the stupid, see?
Wyatt, Rick, and Ruby on the stage.
Well, I think they're in the kitchen changing, men.
You're not going to believe this. Rick and Ruby are back there arm wrestling.
Oh, no.
Arm wrestling? That's unfair. It's two against one.
Well, they got into an argument over what to call the baby, and the winner gets to pick the name.
Okay, I'm ready to go. Let me tell you something, baby. You may be strong, but I got it up here. God, what are all these people doing here?
I don't know. The food must be pretty good, huh?
Let me tell you something else. No matter how many times you pin me, we're not going to name the baby Trigger.
It's a good name. It works for either a boy or a girl.
Listen, you guys are late. One more time. I'm taking the station wagon and going back to Akron. Now, do you want me to introduce you or not?
Of course, Raoul. He thinks we're stupid or something. Okay. Is it okay if we play a little flamingo guitar?
Ladies and gentlemen, the stupid. The name is their idea. Okay. One, two, three.
Wait, I have an idea. Why don't we just sort of take a vote and let these people decide what to name the baby?
No way, Jose. We're in Colorado. These people will go for Trigger.
Excuse me, but I'm not paying you to bicker. In fact, I may not be the one that pays you at all.
Just sing.
We don't tell him how to run his restaurant.
One, two, three.
I really am sorry. You know, my mind just keeps wandering and... That's not so bad, but then it comes back again. I'm sort of stuck with it. One, two, three, four.
When you were a young boy, did you ever love it? That always followed you around. Well, I'm gonna be a grateful little puppy. I'm never gonna let you down.
I was wrong.
Thanks a lot, Remo.
Oh. I have a small announcement. I'm having a baby.
Ruby, these people may be hicks, but even they can see you're going to have a baby.
No, no, you don't understand. I'm having a baby. Now.
Now?
Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm not responsible for this.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Nice to be here. Hey, where are you from? What do I do? Hey, for you, sweetheart. Thank you very much. I'd like to sing something very special in the key of X, boys. Let's play that funk music, white boy. And the one, and the two, and the three.
Sorry, I don't know the words to that one.
What song do you know?
Well, I mean, all the way through.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Then we could all finish together.
Well, I know this one. Well, this artist goes for alterations.
Wow, I can't believe it. That's our theme song.
Here's Ruby's hat. Oh, Ruby's hat. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Privileged to be here once again. Thank you all. Thank you all.
This heart is closed for alterations, and the management extends apologies. I'm sorry if I've inconvenienced you. I'll make it right before I'm through. But for a little while, just bear with me.
This heart is closed
for alteration, so please excuse the rubble and debris. You see, I've reached a few decisions and I made a few revisions. I think we'll make a new man out of me.
Geezbum, what do them? Rizbach, Kibeba, Shibas, Benimim, Nimmal, Basibim, Nanu. Rasbidevishvim, Rasbadibim, Bambarim, Arendova.
I see that I've been taken out on you. The changes that you put me through. You're gonna see some changes made of me. This heart is closed.
This heart is closed.
For alteration, this heart is closed.
This heart is closed.
For alteration.
Whoopi J. Prue! Whoopi J. Prue! Thank you all. Bless you.
You knew how to sing like that. I mean, I can't believe you got in front of all these people you never met before, and cool as a cucumber, just sang your heart out. Oh. Talk about your nerves of steel.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm glad we finally understood each other. Man, I have a little question I'd like to ask you.
Yeah.
Man, what's it mean when your legs get kind of weak and you feel queasy and you kind of black out?
Well, it sounds like you're gonna faint.
Oh, good, because I thought I was gonna have a baby. Bye, Mom.
Mark calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mark calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Mark calling Orson. Come in, your big daddy ship.
I hear you, Mark. Why the cigar?
Well, sir, I've reason to be proud of your stoginess. This week I helped an earthling get a job. Oh, Ned Mac there.
Congrats and huzzah, Mark.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'm especially proud, sir, since this earthling was being discriminated against. She was, as they say on Ork, with test tube.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Earth pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
You explained it to me once.
Yeah, sir, it starts off with the birds and the bees and ends up with pickles and ice cream.
One moment, Ork. Are you saying earthlings can't work in that enlarged condition?
Oh, of course they can, sir. Never stopped you.
I wouldn't know. I'm not pregnant.
Oh, come on now, sir. Come on now. You could be about to hatch an entire village.
Get on with it, Mark.
Yes, indeed you do, Doc. Basically, sir, I realize that the expectant mother knows what's best for her.
Sounds reasonable. It is her pregnancy.
Oh, won the magic prize, you perceptive pudginess. You see, most Earthlings think that this is the end of a woman's career, when actually it's just a pregnant pause. Till next week, sir, nanu nanu. Say goodnight, Bebo. That's close.